time for Bluffton Beavers football on 96.1 The Wit. It's senior day at Bluffton as the Beavers face the Defiance Yellow Jackets. Now, let's head to Salzman Stadium for today's exciting play-by-play action.
Inside Dwight Salzman Stadium, I am Tyler Avila, joined along with my broadcasting co-host, Floyd Kodrovic. Floyd, it's senior day, it's cold, and it's Defiance game. How do you feel?
It's a lot of emotion for the seniors. None of them are going to be, to my knowledge, are going on to the next level. So this is the last game for a lot of players today. There's high emotion, high everything. This team does not want to lose to the Yellow Jackets.
Oh, no question about it. We don't want to give up that hammer that easily.
Oh, no. This is going to be a good fight from beginning to end.
So both teams are out at midfield getting ready for the coin toss. But Floyd, close game last week against Franklin. We lost in a very great game, really, by 28-24. From what you've seen in that game, what do you think Bluffton needs to come in and do to make sure we take home field and beat Defiance?
They need to make sure, I'm pretty sure Plummy is the starting quarterback for today. So first off, they need to make sure Plummy gets into a rhythm early, because Coke had the problem last year where he was a little too nervous, too jittery when he first came into his first Bluffton Defiance game. So they need to make sure Plummy's calm and that he's level-headed going into this game.
Well, looking at the starting lineup, they have Zachary Nobis listed as the starter.
Oh, that's actually interesting. It looks like Nobis, after his last two performances, Coach Krebs has given him the shot to play.
I mean, this is the last game of the season. Why not throw the freshman in and see what he can do as the starter?
Nobles has really impressed me on all the times he's come out to play for the Beavers. Like last week during Franklin, it was just phenomenal watching the freshman come out and play, especially in a high pressure game. Like, it might not have been high pressure for Bluffton due to our record,
right,
but still, it's a college level football game where you want to go out and you want to play your best every time, and you want to come away with a W no matter what.
So I'm not sure who won the coin toss, but Bluffton will be kicking off to Defiance, which means Bluffton will receive the ball to start the second half. And before we get into anything with the game, I do want to give a shout out to James Hudson and Trent Mass for a wonderful pregame show. Don't go anywhere. They'll be giving you halftime updates as well. I think it's a very cool thing that we're doing this week for the Defiance
game.
Yes,
I am very excited that we decided to do this and are able to do it.
So at kickoff, the temperature is 28 degrees. It feels like it is 15 outside. That's a cold game. And the cold, that's a big factor in football, because the football with the air pressure in the ball makes it a lot harder.
Yeah, I got pelted with one of those in the leg yesterday, and it hurt really bad.
And that was just a shaky kickoff there to start off for the Beavers. Looked like a little pooch there from...
And there's already a flag thrown.
There's a fight that broke out right after that recovery for Defiance, number 40 there of the Yellow Jackets. Connor Silva, the linebacker, got the recovery right around the 40-yard line.
Bluffton can't let Defiance drag them down into these scuffles. They can't be the ones to get penalties called on them.
Oh, no question about it, Floyd.
Oh, there's two fouls.
So there's two personal fouls, one on each team. They will offset, so no moving of the ball. Defiance will start the first possession of the game. Looks like ball is on the 39-yard line of Bluffton. Trying to get my paper situated. So Logan Miko will be the starting quarterback for Defiance. He's looking to drop back and throw. Looks for an intended receiver, number 27, DeMarquise Cummings, the freshman. A little over the head of Cummings. So, Floyd, last game of the year, a lot of the seniors are on the defensive line. What do you think they're going to be looking at to do here in this opening drive?
Make sure they don't get a single yard. That is why I feel like they put out their defense there, is to set the tempo of this game.
Well, Miko gives the handoff to number 24, Corey Bennett. Bennett gets a nice little carry up on the left side. Gets to about the 45-yard line. Should be third down and about four for the Yellow Jackets. Nice open hole there for Bennett on that drive. Bluffton. This is a crucial third down.
Yeah. It setting the tempo early, and especially a rivalry game, is important.
Miko has four wide. He has Bennett on his left side, gets snap, hands the ball off to Bennett. Bennett has a nice hole, gets across up the middle. Looks like he does get the first down. Gets across the 50, it looks like. Actually, it looks like they're going to spot the ball at the 50.
How well this opening drive goes, I can't stress the importance of this opening drive for both teams, because the momentum is going to carry the team early.
So Logan Miko, he is a sophomore. He's 6'3", 192 pounds in shotgun formation. He has three wide on the opposite side of the field looking to throw, find an open receiver, gets a man open on the sideline right around the 45, gets out of bounds. Gets it to Jacob Vorse, number 14, the junior.
Defines is finding some plays early. This shouldn't be too big of a concern, because this defense is, in my opinion, the best in the conference.
Oh, no question
and
about it.
They'll shut this down eventually.
Second and two here for the Yellow Jackets. There's a four wide, three on the near side of the football field. Minko awaiting the snap. Bennett is on Minko's left hip. Rolls back out, looking for someone to throw to. And there's pressure from the Bluffton defense. And there's a flag out on the field. This is probably holding. This one will be coming back.
Yeah, but there was the DNs going past their offensive tackles and putting pressure onto the quarterback.
That's going to be the key thing for Bluffton, getting that pressure on Miko.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure on the D-line right now, because they know this game is won and lost in the trenches.
So it's second and long now for the Defiance Yellow Jackets. They're pushing back across the 50 at the 48.
There's probably going to be a lot more holding calls, because it's going to get scrappy.
I remember last year when Reed Mouse and I, who were the commentators for football last year, we tried to come up to Defiance to commentate that game. But we couldn't, unfortunately. But that big fight at the end of the game, my goodness.
Yeah, it was not pretty.
Miko has four wide, awaiting the snap, drops back to throw, looking for an open receiver, finds one across the 35, wide open, and he's still going. Bluffton finally gets him down out across the 15. What a play there for Defiance, getting into Bluffton territory.
The receiver just beat the corner that was guarding him and was able to create a little bit of distance, and unfortunately, it resulted in a really big play for Defiance.
Like, it looks like they're spotting it at the 14. First down and 10 for Defiance. There's 12:30 here to go. We are scoreless. This is the first drive of the game, and Defiance is looking to put some points up early here on the Beavers. Defiance with Minko. He has four wide, two on each side of the field, with Bennett on his right side. Hands the ball off to Bennett. Bennett has an open hole, gets to the left side, and he gets met by a tackler. Looks like number two, Donovan Clark, gets up by the 10-yard line there for the Yellow Jackets.
The defense, they're getting tested early.
They are, and right now they're failing that test, yeah.
They're not rising to the occasion.
But it's cold. I mean, anybody playing in this game is going to take a while for them to get warm up.
Right.
So, nothing to be worried about.
No, it's like you said, the first drive of the game. There is a lot of football left to play. Everything will be fine in the end.
Oh, no question. So, Miko, four wide, two on each side. looking to pass, finds an open receiver into the end zone over the head of number 27, DeMarquise Cummings. So third and six for the Yellow Jackets on that incomplete pass. That was actually a nice play call there for Defiance, trying to get that those points on the board.
Yeah, but the quarterback threw a bad ball and put it out of the receiver's range.
Well, Stefan Kazakowski was there guarding Cummings, and he had pretty good D.
Yeah, and quarterback just threw it too far.
Miko has three wide, sends a man in motion. That's Cummings. Fakes it, gives it to Cummings on the jet sweep, and he just slips and falls down. Oh, and who was that? Is that Donovan Clark? He just literally stepped over Cummings.
It wouldn't be surprised if that was Nani. He wants to be in every play. He does not. He wants to be that playmaker for the team.
Yeah, the senior strong safety for the Beavers is having a fantastic year defensively. So it's fourth down and 11, and is the offense still staying out there?
They haven't switched out.
Donovan Clark is leading.
They're out there.
I mean, it's rivalry game. There's really nothing.
They're going for it.
Four wide here for Defiance and Miko. Miko gets a snap, drops back to throw, rolls out to the right side looking for an open man in the end zone, and he just overthrows him. Nice defense there by Bluffton. It looks like number 20, Brian Coleman Jr., the sophomore corner with the great coverage. Miko just throws it out of bounds.
Yeah, he had Ali right on his hip that entire time and could not plant and throw, so he just threw it up, praying that someone was going to come get it. Unfortunately, I don't actually know how to phrase that right there, but they don't come down with it. Beavers get the ball back.
Turnover on downs for Defiance and Zachary Novus, and the rest of this Bluffton offensive squad is out on the field. Novus has four wide. He motions Campbell to his left side. He's awaiting the snap, gets it, hands the ball. No, fakes the handoff to Campbell. Looks for Adam Duncan. Duncan catches the ball right at the 30, gets out of bounds. Looks like he either gets the first down or he's a yard or two shy of the marker. Looks like they're going to mark him a yard shy. But with Donovan Clark, Floyd, he has seven interceptions, no pick sixes, but for each pick, he has a total of 98 yards. And that's pretty impressive there for the senior.
Yeah, he is a ball hawk, and he's looking for those interceptions.
Novus has three wide. He has two guys in the backfield with him. Fakes the handoff to Drake Campbell, looking for a man over the middle. Keon Camden is the receiver who catches the ball right at the 45-yard line. What a run, what a route, what a throw, and what a catch. All in one.
Yeah, Noblis on his first two plays, two complete passes. And the offense is rolling.
They are on a roll right now, yeah. I mean, Novus is a very great quarterback. He's young, too, a freshman. He has four wide, gets the handoff, hands it off to Chase Kyles. Nice play action play there for the Beavers. Gives it to Chase Kyles, gets right at around the 50, maybe across it. They're moving quickly. They're not taking their sweet old time like Defiance did in that first drive.
No, they want to get down there. They want to pound the ball down the throat. They want these points, and they want to drive Defiance right out of this stadium.
So Bluffton and Novus sends Chase Kyles to the left side of the line. He has three wide. Drake Campbell motions to his right side. He's awaiting the snap. Gets it. Hands the ball off to Campbell. Campbell reverses his motion, and he gets a nice little opening hole and a nice run and pickup there from the senior running back. Gets the first down there for the Beavers.
Did you see the cut that he made right there? That was amazing vision to see the hole open up on the backside right there to get all those extra yards.
Oh, no question. That was just great, great ball vision, like you said, by the senior running back, Drake Campbell. Number 14, looks like Trenton Besgrove came in. He's in the running back position. Besgrove motions to Novus's right side. He now moves him to the left side. He awaits a snap, hands the ball off. No, fakes it. Actually, he does hand the ball off to Novus, to Besgrove. Besgrove has a great hole. What a big play there for the Beavers. First down inside the 20-yard line.
Little T making the moves happen on the run game right there.
That's how you transition an athlete from a quarterback position to a utility player right there.
That was amazing. He had the speed, the awareness to find the hole. That was just a really great run from Trenton.
Besgrove is still in the running back position. Nobis has four wide. Besgrove motions to Besgrove's right side hit. Nobis gets the snap, gets it to Duncan. Duncan gets in. And does he cross the goal line?
No, they're
going to mock him.
A yard short, it looks like.
He's a yard short. So they still get the first down, but it's first and goal. Ball on the 3-yard line.
Something Duncan could have done instead of just hopping his dove and reach the ball out to the pylon, because the player does not have to cross the line. All that matters is the ball.
Yep.
So he could have dove instead of jumped over.
Nobis looks like he's in the I formation. Sends Drake Campbell to his left side. He's awaiting the snap. Hands the ball up to Campbell. Campbell trying to find an opening, and he gets across for the Beavers. Touchdown for Bluffton. Nice little move there from the senior running back to get across on that right side of the field.
Yeah, saw nothing up the middle, and he just took it to the side and outran the entire Defiance defense.
Actually, Floyd, I think I see a flag on the field on that near side. Well, the far side, I should say. So it's a 5-yard penalty, no touchdown. Did he say illegal formation?
Yeah, I think so.
That's a tough one there for the Beavers.
Well, they're just going to do it again.
True.
They're going to do it again. They're not going to let Defiance stop them.
Yeah, I think they're trying to figure out where the ball's going to be spot. It should be at the 6 if it's a 5-yard penalty. Yep. It's second down and 6 to go. Or is it first down and 6?
First down and 6.
So first down and 6 for Bluffton after the penalty. Nobis. He has two wide on the far side with Campbell motioning to his right side. Nobis is awaiting the snap. Hands the ball out to Drake. Drake running on the left side, trying to cut back, and he doesn't. Tries to make a move, and he almost gets in. Looks like they're going to down him right at the 1 again.
He couldn't stretch out any further.
What a great – I mean, Drake Campbell was having a great drive in this series.
Yeah, like he sees his initial hole get stuffed, and then he just has a vision and awareness to cut it back and gain more yards than he should be.
Bluffton with second down and 1, ball on the 1. We have 6:30 left to go here in this opening quarter. Nobis, he has – a receiver on both ends of the field. He motions Campbell to the left side. He's awaiting the snap. High snap. Hands the ball out to Campbell. Campbell has an easy hole. Walks in, basically, into the end zone.
There's another flag on the play.
That's not good.
And it's offsides on Defiance, so the penalty will be declined and the touchdown stands.
Wow, what a huge play there for Bluffton. Thank you for stepping in and saying that, because I was waiting to see what the actual call was from the head official. So, yeah, offsides on Defiance. Krebs and the rest of the coaching staff declined the penalty, and it is a touchdown for the Beavers. It's 6-0 right now, awaiting the PAT from Adam Duncan. Duncan is awaiting the snap. Snap's good. Kick is up. And it is no good. It was like he missed it just wide off to the left side of that field goal post. So with 6:21 here to go in this first quarter, Bluffton has a 6-0 lead. And Floyd, what did you like out of that drive?
Out of the defensive stand or the touchdown?
Both.
Starting with the defense, when it really mattered, when Defiance was threatening, they hunkered down and they stopped them right then and there. Now, it'd be great if they would stop them a little sooner and not give them that threatening opportunity.
Right.
But with the offense, it what can you say you didn't like? The running backs were finding, were seeing their initial holes stuffed and having the vision, the awareness to go back and find the cutback lane and get way more yards. And not to mention Nobles on the passing game in that first drive. Did he have an incomplete pass at all?
I don't believe so. I'm getting ready to pull the stats up here quick. But, yeah, Nobles had a really good first drive to start off the game, and Tate Smith is getting ready to kick the ball off, and looks like it's another pooch kick. Goes across the 30 and pick it up right around the 25, and no one's fumble on the play. Nice tackle there from the Beavers. Knocks the ball loose out of the Defiance receiver. And I do believe Bluffton recovered. There was no – that returner was not down. Knocks the ball clean out. But I think it's Defiance ball still. Our defense is still on the field. That was a close call.
The returner was in the air. I don't see how that is down by contact.
Unless his forearm or elbow hit before the ball popped loose, or that's what caused the ball to pop loose. Anyways, still Defiance ball. Miko has four wide. He has two bunched right in the middle, and he looks for one of those receivers over the middle, and he's still fighting for yards. Gets across the 50. It's a first down there for Defiance. I do believe that was number 15. I'm trying to find him. Oh, it's the junior wide receiver, Jason Santora, there on the reception.
They found a quick little route up the middle, gained a pretty decent chunk of yards.
It is cold up here.
I have two pairs of pants on and three shirts and a Letterman's jacket, so.
You're pretty toasty, but I don't. It's still cold. Anyways, Miko drops back looking to throw, going deep. He had a receiver open. He got a hand on it. That was number 84, Nate Roberts, the senior wide receiver.
Yeah, the receiver was able to get a hand on it, but it was too far out in front of him for him to reel it in. And there was really, really close defense right there on him. It would have been a hard catch, even if it was catchable.
Yeah, I mean, Brian Coleman Jr. had great coverage there on Roberts.
Yeah, there was no separation. It would have been really hard for that receiver to come down in bounds.
So Miko has four wide, three over here on the near side, one at the top on the far side. Gets the snap, drops back, looking to throw, and he's just going to try to take it and run, and he gets met behind the line. Sacked down on the play. I can't tell. It looked like Isaac Zigafoos, and I think Kevin Bishop were there on the sack.
That's what you want to see out of your D-line. That's what you want to see out of some of your best players and a lot of your senior leadership. Is going out there and getting that quarterback and setting this defense up in great position to get a stop.
So with under 5 minutes here to go in the first quarter, Bluffton with a 6-0 lead. It's third down and 12 for Defiance. They need 12 yards to convert and continue their drive. There's four wide. There's that bunch package there in the middle on the three wide set on the near side that we saw earlier. There's a whistle on the play, so the play is called dead. Delay a game on the offense.
That's even more yards to help Bluffton out here.
Yeah, so now it was third and long, third and 12. Now it's third and very long, third and 17 for Defiance.
Defense, the defensive backs need to pay attention to where the sticks are and make sure that everything that is thrown or anything that is thrown is right in front of them.
Yes, no question about it. So it looks like they have that same package that we saw before the delay of game. Miko has four wide, drops back to throw, looking for an open receiver, and he gets met by Isaac Zigafoos. What a smackdown there by Zick.
Zick, you just could see it right there. Zick was too fast for that tackle to handle, and he got right back there in that quarterback's blind spot.
So now the special teams unit. Looks like Logan Miko, who is the starting quarterback here for Defiance, is also the punter. That's a risky thing there.
There, if you do that with one of your like better players, you normally tend to have a lot of fake punts in plan. I don't know if we'll see one right here, but it
almost blocked there by Bluffton. What was a 4th and 20? Nice, decent punt goes out of bounds right around the 30-yard line. So great field position for this offense. And what would be one of the things to maybe see they do? I mean, we saw a lot of great things on their first drive. Are they going to change anything?
It's not broken.
Don't fix it, right?
Yeah. I mean, the offensive line was creating the cutback lanes for the running backs. The receivers were able to catch the ball. Nobles was putting the ball on point for the receivers. Like, what is there to change?
Nothing. I mean, you said everything exactly right. Nobis, since the number 20? I can't tell. No, that's Drake. Hands the ball off to Campbell. Goes to the right side of the field. Great block there for Campbell. Keon Camden looks like he came off limping off that block for Drake Campbell.
And that's something that you haven't seen much from our receivers this year, is them providing blocks downfield for the run game. And to see our receivers going all out and laying the smack down on these defenders, it's going to make them think twice before coming near the ball carrier again.
Yes. So Nobis has three wide, two on the top side of the field, one down on the near side. Fakes the handoff to Campbell, and Nobis is going to keep it himself. Looks like he might be close to getting the first down, seeing where they mark it.
It looks like they're going to be marking on the
They're going to give it to him, yep.
Yeah, they're marking it on the 40, so they will give him the first down.
So great little QB draw there for Nobis to give Bluffton another first down.
I'm speechless. I'm literally speechless with the way our offense is performing today.
They've been playing pretty well the last couple of games.
Yeah, they have been. And it's just amazing seeing a freshman quarterback come out in the biggest game of the year for this college and perform so well.
Nobis play action pass. Looks Adam Duncan over the middle, and Duncan is still going. What a great throw there from Nobis to Duncan on that play action pass. Defiance is getting beat on that, and that's what you want to see. Get the run game going. The play action pass is going to fake out that defense, and you're going to find someone open.
Yeah, it's just amazing. It's just amazing seeing everything come together right now for this game, how much it means to the alumni, the seniors, the coaching staff, everything.
Has a 25-yard game between Nobis and Duncan. He's looking for Duncan again. Nice.
Oh,
and he stayed in bounds. Spin move. Duncan walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Bluffton. What a move there by Adam Duncan to stay in bounds, spin away from the defender, and just walk into the end zone.
Now, this is one thing when you do tackling drills, you teach your defenders to always have their heads up. That defender had his head down, and it let Dunk just spin out of the tackle, and he was free to score. That was just, like, perfect for the Beavers right there.
I think they're going to switch out Adam Duncan kicking with Tate Smith, the freshman. Tate is the kickoff kicker. Duncan was normally the PAT field goal kicker. Tate is a left-footed kicker. You don't see a lot of those, and the kick is up and good.
Tate also has a stronger foot than Duncan, so kicking into the wind, they're probably going to keep Tate kicking.
That'd be smart, yeah.
And
that's understandable.
And that's probably also why you're seeing Tate out there on the kickoff kicking squib kicks, is because they don't want the ball to be blown backwards.
Yeah, that wind is pretty strong.
Yeah, like you can look out there at the flags right now, and you can see how hard they are flapping into the wind right now.
Yeah, once this quarter ends, we have about 92 seconds until the end of the first quarter, and when Bluffton flips sides, then that will be better. We'll probably see Duncan out there kicking the PATs more. But yeah, I mean, Bluffton right now is kicking into the wind, and they're getting ready to kick the ball off back to Defiance. With 92 seconds left, Beavers have a 13-0 lead over their rival Defiance, and What a game so far on both sides of the ball for Bluffton.
Yeah, it's just everything is falling into place right now. There is nothing that is going severely wrong or wrong at all for the Beavers right now.
Yeah, they've had a lot of success. They had a better defensive drive on that last timeout.
Yes.
And offensively, they've just been finding the holes, whether it's running or if it's passing the ball with Nobis. And another squib kick there for Tate Smith. They get the Defiance returner down right around the 41-yard line of Defiance's side of the field. Couldn't tell really who. I think it was like number 40. It might have been that linebacker who got it to start off, Connor Silva. Couldn't tell what Beaver it was to bring him down. There was just a cluster of players there.
Good special teams, and there's a lot of players there then.
Yes. So they have the ball marked down at the 42. First down and 10. A minute 28 here to go in this opening quarter. Miko, he has three wide. Hands the ball off to Bennett. Bennett gets nowhere. Dropped behind the line of scrimmage. Looks like a loss of two on the carry.
And apparently it was Kevin Bishop in the backfield dropping that running back for the TFL.
This senior defensive line is just eating today.
Yeah, it's a lot of emotion for these guys. It's their last game, and it's against the most hated team you could possibly.
It's the Ohio State and Michigan of Bluffton, right?
Yeah, we're Ohio State and they're Michigan.
Miko gets the snap, looking to pass, incomplete to his intended receiver, the freshman DeMarquise Cummings. Yeah, great pressure there from that Bluffton defensive line to pressure Miko for a bad throw.
Yeah, third and long, you know what's going to be coming. It's going to be either a quick screen play or it's going to be a kind of a deep pass. This is where a D-line loves to have the ball because they know that they don't have to worry about a run play.
So it looks like they have Zick in a somewhat of a linebacker position. They have three guys on the defensive line with Miko having four wide. Hands the ball off to the running back, and he plows through the line, gets a decent gain to about the 45, but not enough for the first down. If you're Defiance, you probably have to go for it.
Yeah, the coaches warned beforehand that be prepared for four down football today because Defiance has nothing to lose.
Yeah.
They have everything to gain from this game.
No question.
So, they've been preparing for this four down football that Defiance was going to bring today.
So Defiance is going for it. Miko has four wide with Bennett right behind him. He hands the ball off to Bennett, and Bennett has an open hole. He gets the first down for Defiance. It gets across the 50 and the 45. Moves the chains for Defiance. And I don't know if Bluffton was really ready for that run play.
No, it looked like they were expecting a pass play right there because everyone dropped into coverage and there was just no one there once the hole opened up in the middle to stop the running back before he got there.
Well, that is the end of the first quarter. Bluffton has a 13-0 lead, but Defiance is moving the ball pretty well here on this opening on this drive. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll be back with more Bluffton and Defiance football. You're listening to 96.1 The Wit.